Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us tonight, we've got the singer of speed metal masters, Municipal Waste. Tony Foresta is with us tonight. How are you doing, Tony?
Hello. How are you doing? Good to be here.
excited to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the new album, which is called Slime and Punishment. And it's been a while since the last Municipal Waste album. Why so long, and why now to release Slime and Punishment?
We just had so many records out already, and we have a lot of songs on those records because we don't write really long songs. So we just kind of felt like the world wasn't ready yet for a 6 Municipal Waste album. So we had to let it rest for a few years and kind of do our own projects and, you know, hang out at home and just be ourselves for a while. And it finally just felt like the right time to do a new record. And I think people wanted it. We were getting harassing emails from a lot of people. Feel like, why the hell is there a new record yet? So here we are. We did it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Tony Foresta of Municipal Waste is with us. Their new album just came out. I want to play the title track. This is Slime and Punishment. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Tony Foresta, singer for Municipal Waste, on the show with us tonight, talking about Slime and Punishment, the new album. And Slime and Punishment is Nick Polis's first album with Municipal Waste. How did having a second guitarist in the studio take you in different creative directions?
I think it's helped us get the more metal punk sound that we like. I know it sounds like a cheesy thing to say when you say metal punk, but we always say speed metal punk or whatever, but I don't know. He's just was like the perfect candidate to be a member of our band. He was, you know, Sacrilege is one of his favorite bands, as well as Carcass. So that meshes real well with the stuff we like. And he's been an old friend of ours for a while. And Phil was in a band with him. Ryan's in a band with him. Other bands with him, you know. And we just knew he would mesh well, and we always wanted a second guitar player. We just didn't want to take the time to do it. It's a lot of work to teach somebody all those songs and do all that, but Nick just kind of fell into it. He was a perfect addition for us, and we're glad to have him. I think creatively it kicked our butts in gear, had us write a little more interesting stuff, and it actually helped us keep the speed metal punk vibe that we have.
Full Metal Jackie, Tony Foresta, singer for Municipal Waste, with us. We're celebrating the release of Slime and Punishment, the new album for Municipal Waste. It's out now. Quick break, still to come this hour. Joss's weekly pick from the pit. Up next, music from Stone Sour and more. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Tony Foresta from Municipal Waste is on the show with us tonight. Guitarist Ryan Waste said that you wanted to make a heavier album this time. How do you make an already heavy band even heavier?
I had a guitar player? No, I don't know. we just wanted to have just a thicker sound and just a tougher approach with everything. Just more gritting your teeth style music. Most of this stuff is like, it was almost too fast in the past, and I think we didn't slow down per se, but we just have more breakdowns and more intricate stuff going on that makes it come across as more pissed off. We're really happy with how it came out.
The new album from Municipal Waste is called Slime and Punishment, and it's out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Jamie Josta checks in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll get to new music from Decapitated, Black Sabbath, and more with Tony Foresta. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tony Foresta from Municipal Waste on the show with us this evening. And Tony, you have other bands and projects going when Municipal Waste has downtime. How has having other creative outlets made you better musicians when it's time to focus on Municipal Waste?
I think it's made it more fun. Like, we're, you know, it's like you look forward to, it's always fun to mix it up and work with different people, and you actually learn when you're working with different musicians. And I think for us, it makes it fun to come back to Municipal Waste. We've been doing Municipal Waste for so long, you know, it's almost like muscle memory at this point when you play the songs live. So now it's like, you know, you take some time off and then it's like, oh cool, we're doing a Waste show, all right, you know, it makes it exciting again. And I know, it's fun, so we can just mix it up, go back and forth with other projects, and you learn a lot too. You learn from other people, the way they write songs, the way they interact with people socially. It's been good. It's been really good. I've learned a lot in the past 5 years. I think that's helped a lot with the writing process and with us getting this record done.
Tony Foresta of Municipal Waste is our guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Mastodon, Suicidal Tendencies, and more with Tony. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Municipal Waste singer Tony Foresta is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, which is called Slime and Punishment. Tony, how much do bands like Nuclear Assault and DRI and other bands you listened to growing up continue to influence you at this point in your career?
That's a good question. I love that you said Nuclear Assault because they're one of my favorite bands. But I actually just had a couple beers with Danny 2 nights ago when we were in Philadelphia. I don't know. It's just influencing to see someone that's like a lot older than me. I'm no spring chicken either. You know, I just turned 40, so it's like just learning with someone that's older than me that's done it all. It's doing it because they love it. They love playing music. They're not, you know, Danny by far isn't like a rich person, but he's experienced. He's done everything you could ever want to do, and he does it because he loves it. And that's influential to me. That's why I want to play music. I'm not trying to top the charts or make $1 million. I don't give a shit about that. I just want to play music and meet people and travel the world and do what I love. And so meeting people like Danny is very inspiring to me because that guy's a lifer, and so am I. I'm going to do this forever.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Tony Foresta of Municipal Waste with us. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, another new tune off Mastodon's latest record, Emperor of Sand. Full Metal Jackie, Municipal Waste singer Tony Foresta with us tonight. Pick up the new Municipal Waste album, Slime and Punishment. It's out now. See the band on tour. Lots of touring the upcoming months, starting with Vans Warped Tour. Talk about the lineup as well as your plans beyond that.
That's with like Hatebreed and Gwar, Pennywise, Valiant Thor. There's a million bands on that tour. It's a very interesting lineup this year. People should definitely check it out. It's gonna be really strange. The Adolescents are playing too. I'm really excited to see them. They're one of my favorite bands. And then we come home straight from that, and then us and Hatebreed go out to England to play the Bloodstock Festival. So yeah, after we get home from this trip, we're gonna be playing a load of Municipal Waste shows, which I think people have been wanting to see us do for a long time. So we're getting back in the swing of things.
Cool. Well, it's we're happy to have you back. So it's basically a lot of touring that's going to be coming up.
Hell yeah! Looking forward to it. I want to see everyone's faces. They're going to be much older now, but I'm into it.
I mean, not that much older, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. I've also been touring constantly since, so I know what everyone looks like.
Awesome. Well, Tony, really appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with this new album, and see you out there this summer.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the support, and I really appreciate it.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Music from Pantera up next.